Democrat Sue Minter wants government to be a catalyst for economic growth. Republican Phil Scott wants government to get out of the way. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, those fiscal philosophies clashed this week in the first gubernatorial debate of the general election.
Vermont has a spending problem, according to Phil Scott, and he says he's the only candidate who's going to fix it.
I go back to looking at things very simply. Does this raise the taxes? Does this raise the burden on Vermonters? And if so, I think we should put it aside.
Scott delivered variations on that overriding theme throughout Monday's debate at the Chandler Music Hall in downtown Randolph. Scott says budgets passed under Democratic rule in Montpelier have exceeded what taxpayers can afford, and he says lawmakers and the governor need to take their cue from the Vermonters they represent.
We're frugal by nature. Let's start living like we do in our own daily lives, like we do in our own businesses.
The Republican candidate, however, has offered little in the way of the specific cuts he'd imposed to bring spending in line with revenues, and Democrat Sue Minter says that's a problem.
I do think it's important we understand what kinds of cuts that we're talking about when we can't meet our budget needs.
Minter says proposed reductions by Republican lawmakers in recent years offer a glimpse at what the budget would look like under Phil Scott.
Eliminating funding for substance abuse treatment centers, for state colleges, reducing financial aid, reducing subsidies for child care, stopping funding for the Vermont Commission on Women.
Lawmakers raised $90 million in new revenue over the past 2 years to support government spending. Scott says if he had been governor, he wouldn't have signed those bills. Minter says they were necessary measures to keep vital programs and services in place. Minter has also called for a range of new publicly financed initiatives that she says will stimulate economic growth and solve the affordability crisis that she says many Vermonters face. For example, she wants to provide Vermont students with 2 years of tuition-free community or technical college.
And I plan to pay for that with a bank franchise fee on the largest banks. These are mostly out-of-state banks with $750 million of deposits or more.
Minter also is open to using public financing for subsidized health care for young adults and subsidized child care for parents. She says the state should also begin to move toward mandated paid maternity leave. Minter says finding the will to finance these kinds of public investments can be difficult.
But it's going to be that opportunity we need to grow the economy and break the generational cycle of poverty.
Scott says he too wants to increase access to higher education, health care, and quality child care. Asked how he'd make those things happen without increasing government subsidies, Scott said he'd let the free market do the work.
We can bring a more economic opportunity to the state. Our wages will rise naturally if we can have more economic opportunity. But it's not about raising taxes and fees anymore. We're already strangling Vermonters. They can't afford to stay here anymore.
The debate was sponsored by the Vermont NEA, the union that represents public school teachers. Scott said he wants to expand school choice and allow students to attend schools outside their district boundaries. Minter said the school choice regulations work well the way they are now. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.